The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Have you ever heard of the vampire squid? The scientific name for the species, Vampyrotuthis infernalis, translates to vampire squid from hell. But the animal's behavior isn't all that intimidating. Vampire squid drift in chilly, dark waters with low oxygen levels up to 3,000 meters below the surface. No one's ever seen vampire squid mate in the wild, but new research hints that the deep-sea creatures have a reproductive strategy that sets them apart from other cephalopods. While most female squid and octopuses have just one reproductive cycle before they die, vampire squid go through dozens of egg-making cycles in their lifetimes. From the largest specimens studied, scientists were able to establish a cephalopod breeding record. If there are an average of 100 eggs in a clutch, this female had spawned at least 38 times and was prepared to spawn another 65 times. Based on these numbers, the scientists think the vampire squid's adult stage lasts up to 8 years, with an even longer total lifespan. Most squids and octopuses, meanwhile, spawn just once and don't live beyond 1 or 2 years.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.